Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Hei Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of the 9 days. And we pick up on Chaf Dalet Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom in the Mechaber. The kibus shalonu mutter. We talked about not doing laundry yesterday, not doing various types of cleaning. However, the Mechaber tells us that the cleaning that they did at his time, the kibus shalonu is mutter, that is permissible. However, avol gihut, but the more extensive type of cleaning called gihut, which the Ramah says pirish means, ma'avirin ala begodim evin cholok, you take some sort of a smooth stone and you press it over the clothing, lachliko, to smooth it out. He brings down the name of the aruch. Shalonu, that they already did in the Mechaber's time, that's also. So the Mechaber differentiates between a standard simple cleaning kibbutz and a more professional pressing cleaning that is forbidden. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Beis. He says, Hainu shel chutz laretz. This is talking about in chutz laretz. That's where it's permissible, mutter. Lefishe na kibbutz yofe ki kibbutz shel eretz Yisrael. Because that type that the Mechaber is talking about, this kibbutz and chutz laretz, wasn't as good as the type that they did in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Mechaber permitted it. Okay, mutter lechabes ulaniach adach ha-tisha b'av. You could leave it till after Tisha B'av, but you could do it during the 9 days. However, the ilu lechabes v'lilbosh, but to even wear that type of cleaning garment, b'chol mokum osu, he brings that from the Beis Yosef, even the Mechaber would say that that is not allowed. Mechaber continues and he says, v'chlei pishton, ain't by mishum giyutz. The linen clothing doesn't have this din of giyutz that's forbidden. And even the giyutz that's done to the linen clothing would be permissible according to the Mechaber. The Mishneh Berurah explains Sivkan Chav Gimel. Hainu yishanim. This is talking about older clothing. Avoloba chadosh, but not new clothing. Hayot mitachas makabish that comes out from underneath the press. That wouldn't be allowed even if it's linen. Sivkan Chav Dalid. And this is giyutz in chutz laretz is allowed. I feel about Yisrael. He says on linen clothing, it's even allowed in Eretz Yisrael. The Hu Adin, and he says the same halacha applies. Dei be mishum kibush lehem. This applies as well. The linen garments don't have kibush or giyutz, both in Eretz Yisrael as well as certainly chutz la'aretz. The Chaber continues and he says, that which we said over here, that which we said, the linen garments can have this kibbutz and giyutz done, and you don't wear it until after Tisha B'av, but you can do it during the 9 days. I will also love Shon B'Shavuot, but you're still not allowed to wear it during the Shur Shachabo. You can't wear it during the week that Tisha B'av falls out in. The Mishneh Berurah explains, Sivkan Chav Hei, Hainu, Afilum Giyatzon Okibson Kodim Shavuot, even if you did this cleaning, this kibbutz and giyutz of these linen garments before the Shur Shachabo, nevertheless, you still can't wear them during the Shur Shachabo. Now, the issue footnote number 40 has a long arichas over here discussing many different things. And we'll try to go through parts of it. And he tells us first, he says, Hainu, sha'asu lubosh bigdei pishton mechubasim b'shvuazet. That, the Mechaber is telling us, is that you cannot wear even linen garments that had this cleaning during the Shur Shachabo. Ubigdei pishton, this definition of bigdei pishton, he brings up the Bir Halacha, was shehem kleya pishton hakrovim lebasa. These are clothing that you wore right next to your flesh, undergarments. Mekan shein lahachlep biyom elu afiz bigdei hazah hatsmudim leguf lebegadim mechubasim. He says, therefore, you can't, according to this, even switch your undergarments during the Shvuah Shechabo. And this is, says, we discussed in Sif Katan Vav. And he says as well, Weiss brings down this as well, Zatzal, from the Ramah, Shehitir lahachlif es haktodes shaloves mipnei hazeah raklikov Shabbos. You can only take off the shirt that you switch, gets sweaty only for Shabbos. And smashim shebisharyam in lahachlif, seemingly implying that even clothes that are worn to absorb sweat and get quite dirty, you wouldn't be allowed to switch them during the Shur Shechabo. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim and Shel Shuas Or Letzion Zatzal. Then he says, new person can't really wear the same garments like this all during the 9 days, and they're certainly not according to our hygiene standards today. So he brings down from a Nissan Karlitz Zatzal, Shianiach Tchila Esem Chubasim Agabia Ritzpa. He says, go put all these shirts on the floor. Go put your garments on the floor so they're not so clean, and then you can wear them. However, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says, no, that's not good enough. Kosher lahakel, but he says, difficult that just because you put them on the floor and the folds get a little bit unraveled, that's called that it's not cleaned. And he brings out for Shelo's shoes, Orlitzion, Shalomoel Lachlek Begin Chubos, Aideshe Pshuto Beritzba. He says that the Orlitzion specifically says that's not good enough to just put it on the floor and like unfold it a little bit, Kadeshi Yachashev Inum Chubos, to make it not considered freshly laundered. However, he says somebody who sweats a lot and he normally changes his clothing, Kaba Yamim, as Big the Isaiah. Nobody today wears their undershirts and undergarments for any significant period of time. They get schwitz, they get all dirty. So he brings down from the Shel Shuvah Salmas Chaim, Shekiv and Sheina Osekein L'Shem Tainug, Elamachma Shekoshal L'Vish Asosim Godim. You don't wear that stuff. It's just difficult to wear that stuff. Mutalo Lachlifim. You are allowed to go and change them. And that seems to be the psak that we halachically follow. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein that Zatzal is brought down by his great Talmud, the Rivos Ephraim. Shekivan she'i hachlotvas big dehazia mazikim lora guf. If you didn't change them, your skin would break down. Yesh lahati loshu gam chubasim. You can even wear brand new laundered undergarments. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Beis Halevi. Then he brings down, if somebody's clothing gets dirty, or they have a foul odor to them because they're sweaty. So he brings down Mishael Shuvas Olet Zion, that in that situation you can definitely change your clothing. Or to clean them, if you have no other clothing to wear. So again, if somebody's wearing the same shirt for a couple of days in a row, it's going to smell, and therefore you're allowed to change it or even clean it if you have no other shirts. Shanira Shadino Bazer Kimomi Shalislachli Petit. This is no different than somebody is full of mud or as excrement, but so Shemutilchotishabov. You can even wash on Tishabov such a garment. And he says this is based upon the principle of Godol Kovad Abrias. If everybody were to walk around foul smelling, wearing dirty schmutzadika stuff, that would be disgusting. And he says, certainly the socks, Shemigia, your socks, which you couldn't wear them continuously for the 9 days, so you'd take them off and you would switch them normally. Likewise, if somebody doesn't have other pairs, they're even allowed to wash them in this situation, so certainly you can switch your socks and even wash them if you have no other pairs to wear. Then he says, if you wore clothing a little bit, we'll define a little bit in a moment, we'll have many different sheets, is what it means a little bit. If you wore them a little bit, so then they're not considered freshly laundered, so the Ramah teaches us in Yoredeya that linyan Avel should also be regarded with chubasim, and Avel's not allowed to wear new clothing, new clean, long-lived clothing. So if somebody else wore them for an hour, sha'achas mutra ha'avel loshim, then Avel could wear them. And the Shach defined that shena kavon shatzurach ha'achel loshim shod zman. It doesn't have to be a literal 60-minute hour. Ella maspik shi'ovashim zman ma. He just has to put them on for a little bit. So therefore, it's not considered freshly laundered. And this is the Kaf HaChaim as well. And he says in regards to Shur Shachabo on Tisha B'av, she'im lo vashasim chubasim shor achas kodem shuvozeh. As long as you wasn't for quote shor achas, einam nechshavim chubasim. They're not considered chubasim. And the Shel Shuvos Rab Poalim brings down yesh lo vashim kodem shuvos shachabo shtayim o shalosh shos. The first opinion is you wear them 2 or 3 hours. Rav Yashiv says that it's adequate if you wear them chatzi shor. And Rav Gishtetner brings down also in the Shel Shuvos Rivos Ephraim shebegodim levonim maspik lelovshem rega echad. You can even wear them for a short period of time, and that satisfies the requirement that it's not freshly laundered. What about wearing multiple garments at the same time? Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down sheim miskamet sas yesh lachil, as long as they unfold when you're putting them on, so then that would be adequate as well. And many people have the custom that before the 9 days start, they wear the 5 shirts, the 10 shirts, whatever shirts, a number of shirts that they need, and they put them on and wear them for some period of time, and in this way they can fulfill this idea that they're not freshly laundered, you're not putting on freshly laundered garments in the 9 days. Then he concludes and says, "L'inyan him yochel lovshu kama begadim chubasim b'Shabbos Chazon." What about, okay, I wear all my clothing on Shabbos Chazon, and this way I wear a shirt for 2 hours, wear another shirt for 2 hours, wear another shirt for 2 hours. Is that good enough? So the Chaim says, you absolutely cannot do that. Also, Lasukain, because this is hachana from Shabbos to Chol. However, as he says, when you take off your shirt, let's say Friday night, and you're going to put on a new shirt Shabbos morning, then you're allowed to go put on a new shirt. That's not a problem. And the Rav Paulim adds, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz, both of Zatzal, Shein Lohakel B'zeh Mikiven Shebe Shabbos Etiru L'Lilvosh B'chubas Rakel Kovet Shabbos. He says, don't play games over here. You're only allowed to do this if you really need to put on the new shirt for Shabbos, because otherwise you're not putting on the Kovet Shabbos, and you're preparing from Shabbos to a Chol. On the other hand, in the Orchus Rabbeinu from the Stipler, it's brought down that he gave the idea they go wear on Shabbos Chazon different clothing and switch them every few hours. And this way, you can wear them for the rest of the week. A little vosh kolecha mehem k'tzazman, just wear them a little bit on Shabbos, and that's fine. And there's also the opinion of Rav Ozner Zatzal, me'achai shelov shom kama shos b'Shabbos yochel achlich. Once you wore them a couple of hours on Shabbos, you can take them off, and this way, you can wear them then in the rest of the week as well. These are very important dirshu futz. We spend a lot of time on it now, but we're a little bit behind, so we're going to speed up. So he says, v'noagu, the b'mchaber, v'noagu leser afilu klei pishtan, afilu b'kibu shalonu. He says, the minig nowadays is that our klei pishtan, we don't wash at all, even with our regular washing here in chutz la'aretz, and bein lilbosh, bein l'chabes, u'laniach. And this is true, we don't wash them, and we don't wear them, and put them on if they're freshly laundered. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Chupah tells us, "Rotz lomar, d'nagu leser afilu l'chabes laniach." That we don't even wash them and wear them after the 9 days are over. The lubosh medina also b'chogavli. Certainly, to wear them is a problem. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "The ain lahakel b'davar. One shouldn't be makel on this. Kivan shenagu. This is the minhag. Don't be makel. Don't change minhag Yisrael. The koshik into efshel midi medina nami yosef. And in fact, might be also actually midin. It's not just the minhag." Because Shariyesh Mi Shekosav, he brings down, and you can see this in Baragola, this is the Rabbi Yehuda Baruvain. He says, Yesh Mi Shekosav, the kibus shalonu, kari giyutz l'shel b'nei bavel, that our laundering is considered the giyutz that they had. The Mishnah brings down the Sivkot and Chav Zayin, wrote Shalom, what he's telling us, this is Mashemukach Gmor, the kibus shalonu mutter, that which Gmor says that our kibus is permissible, hainarak l'shel b'nei bavel, that's only what they did in bavel, but not what we do today. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chavches tells us, Kein Tzorech Lomar, that it means over here that this kibbutz that they did, kibbutz shalanu, kare l'shel b'nei bavel, that was the giyutz of the b'nei bavel, v'chinis b'shulchan aruch, d'fus risho mimachaber atzmo. So therefore it's not allowed. As he continues, and he says, She'ein mislab n'yofa l'fishim emeim he'machurim, because they didn't clean so well because their waters were dirty. She'en eretz harim u'gvoz k'eretz Yisrael. They didn't have nice sparkling mountain waters like they do in Eretz Yisrael. However, the other countries, therefore, in the United States and other places, we do have nice clean water. It's not like Bavel. So therefore, our kibbutz should not be allowed. And therefore, the minhag is, and maybe even the din is, that you shouldn't wear them and shouldn't launder them during the 9 days. Furthermore, va'od, yesh misha perish, there are those that say, and this is brought down, you can see the Baragola from the Muki Yosef, and he says, she'a perish, the giyutz hainu mayim ve'efer, onesru boris, the giyutz doesn't mean specifically a specific type of water, but it means when you're putting in detergents, you're putting in water, and either some sort of ashes, or some sort of detergents, owl, or nesru boris, the chibus hainu b'mayim levat, kibus is only water, but when you're using the detergents, so then it's called giyutz, v'zmanazeh, im chabsim b'mayim levat, nobody just puts in their laundry into water, and therefore the laundry of nowadays have a giyutz, is halachically the giyutz, and wouldn't be allowed even for the linen clothing, to go and wear it during this 9 days, or the Shavuot Shechabo, and therefore our minhag is not to do the laundry during the 9 days. That's the Mechaber. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah, v'anu noagim lahachmir b'chozeh mitchilas Rosh Chodesh ad achar ha'tainis." While the Mechaber was technically talking about the Shavuot Shechabo, the Ramah says, "Our minhag is to do this during the entire 9 days until the conclusion of the tainis." The Mishnah Berurah explains, "Sivkot chavtes u'misha ein loel l'cholok echad." A person only has one garment, so yesh lahatil l'chabis Rosh Chodesh ad Shabbos. So then, take advantage of the kula to at least wash it during the week before Shabbos Chazon, and then during the week from Shabbos Chazon, the Shur Shechabo, until Tisha B'Av, then you won't need to wash it again. The issue foot number 41 brings down, but af mish nislach l'chukol b'gol b'zeev, somebody has all their clothing is sweaty, so Rav Azna Zatzah brings down, and the Kofis and Beis Levi, shedino k'bish en lo el l'chol k'echot, he halachically is like a person who only has one garment to wear. He also brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that if somebody only has a weekday garment and a Shabbos garment, and the weekday garment got dirty, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, wear your Shabbos clothing on the weekday rather than going and wash the weekly clothing. Finally, if somebody's traveling, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and also Rav Yashiv Zatzal, has brought down the Nitig Avriel. Nitig Avriel is one of the great modern svarim that we have, discussing many, many different halachos. He has wonderful svarim on the 3 weeks, and he writes, "Shechayev lo kachas imo dai begodim." When you're traveling, you have to take along enough clothing with you that you shouldn't have to do the laundry over there. You can't say, "Well, I only have two shirts, so I have to do the laundry over there." No, take along 8 shirts. Take along all the shirts that you need. Shalomotzana shetiru kibus mishum tircha. We didn't allow you to do kibus because it'd be a lot of work to carry along all the different clothing. The Ramah then adds that there is one exception to this rule. In lo l'tzorach mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah, kigon, isha haleveshes levonim, if a woman needs to wear white garments for her zayin nekiyim, so the mutter l'kabes, then she is allowed to go and launder of a lil bosh levonim and to wear white garments, or latzia tachtel, and to put it as a mattress underneath her, as a cover for her mattress underneath her. He brings down the name of the rokeach and the ozru, both we shown him. However, abo b'tisha b'av atzvah, while on tisha b'av itself, lo tilbash levonim, then she shouldn't wear newly laundered white clothing. She wear an old garment that has been adequately checked beforehand to make sure that it doesn't have any stains on it, because otherwise that's the whole purpose of wearing a freshly laundered garment, to make sure that there aren't any stains on it. And this is brought down in the name of this abbreviation is the Hagos Sharei Dura. That's what the abbreviation Hey Gimel Shin Dalet stands for. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed tells us that when he says you're allowed to do the laundry, Rotsa Lomar, Afilu B'Shavuos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha. If you're doing it for the mitzvah purposes, you can even do the laundry in the week of the Shavuos Shachabo. Sifkat Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vim Ein Lov, she has no other clothing, she doesn't have prepared clothing to wear on Tisha B'Av. Hiskimu Harbi Achronim, he brings down in the name of Meir Achronim, you see the Shaar Tzion, Oslam and Hey, the Magen Avraham, the Pri Megadim, and as well in Yoredeya, it's brought down in others, Harbi Achronim, the Muteris Lilbo Shchaluk Lovin, that she could go and wear a brand new white garment. Because the rabbis never set up over here that it's also to wear this if it's a tzoruch mitzvah. It says, and she could likewise give it to a goyishal laundry to go and clean for her to wear levishas levonim, to wear white clean garments. Ramah continues and he says, for kavod Shabbos, you're allowed to wear nice new clay plishton linen clothing, and you can put out white tablecloths, kamobi shara shabbosos, and do things like you do on a regular Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis tells us that these are all mechubasim that are freshly laundered. And since it says v'chein, likewise, shegam l'chavod Shabbos muter l'chabes b'yom chamishi b'yom shishi, you could even do the laundry on the Thursday and Friday before Shabbos. However, in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah writes, mashma shenogu b'zel isur, that we don't allow this. Achein, im ein lo ketonis l'shabbos, if you don't have a shirt for Shabbos, yesh l'hok, then you can be mekel. V'ayde akum pshita l'shari, and certainly if I go to the launderer, that would be allowed. But to go and take a haircut for Shabbos, that's not how to do. I feel a little covered Shabbos because people don't take a haircut every week. So therefore, don't do this for the Shabbos. You should have done it before the 9 days started. Before the 3 weeks started. And he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, but he has a whole discussion over here, Ayin and the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Ramas of Achen L'Chavit Shabbos, he brings down the Yerushalmi that may suggest otherwise, Ayin and this Bir Halacha for this discussion. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Umatzi and Levonim, the Chulei Hainu, Al Shulchanos, these are the tablecloths, Mutal Lachach Levonim, you can put on a nice, clean, white, laundered tablecloths for Shabbos. However, Aval Lachach Sedinim Levonim, Nagu Isa, but to go put on new sheets, that we have the Minog not to go and do. The issue footnote number 43 talks about what about pajamas, to wear new, freshly laundered pajamas. She brings down for Nissan Karlitz, Tzatzal, Shadinam, Kimo Sadinam. This has the same halachic status as sheets, and therefore, Ein Lachlivim Shabbos Chazon. Don't put on fresh new pajamas during the Shabbos Chazon. However, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, Lemisha Dark Lachliv, Kol Shabbos Mutter. If you always switch for Shabbos, so then you'd be allowed to switch here as well. Then he has very interesting discussion. What about if you're going to a hotel? So, or you're going to somebody's house, so nobody sleeps on somebody else's dirty sheets. That's just not hygienic. Nobody does that. So if you're going to a hotel, you're going to somebody's house, you can sleep on brand new sheets. That's not a problem. But he says if you're staying in the hotel for a couple of days, you should let them know that you don't want them to change the sheets every day. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, you also litain kalim l'choves sein yehudis. You're not allowed to give your clothing into a non-Jewish launderer as well. L'chabis me'osh chosh ve'elah. From once Rosh Chodesh starts, the minhag is not to go and even let a geisha, a cleaning lady, do the laundry. However, Avol Kodem Rosh Chodesh. But if you gave it to them before Rosh Chodesh, and they're going to do it on their own time, whenever they want to do it, Mutullah says, Av Bishu Vesis Achai Rosh Chodesh. Even though they may do it after Rosh Chodesh, that's not your problem. And he brings down the name of Tosos and the Mariel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamedala tells us, Vafilu Omerla, even if he tells you specifically, L'chabi Sachat Tisha B'Av, he brings it to her during the 9 days and says, I don't want you to do this till after Tisha B'Av. I'm in this area right now. It's easy for me to drop it off, but don't do it till after Tisha B'Av. Gam Kinosa, you don't do that. Why? Mitam Minog. That's the Minog not to do so. He brings that for the Morgan of Ram. However, he brings down from the Sefer El Yerabba, Tzidi Lohok, Yelitein Lomi Rosh Chodesh, Ve'elich L'chabi Sachat Tisha B'Av. He says, no, you can give it to her during the 9 days, as long as you tell it to do it after Tisha B'Av, and he brings it from the Prima Garden, via the Prima Garden, linen clay plishtim, bevada yez lusmachazet. And certainly for linen garments, he says one could rely upon this. I think the minhag today, because of Marisayim, we don't bring in clothing to laundromats, even Gaisha laundromats, during the 9 days, even though you tell them to do it after the 9 days. Finally, Sivkot Lamed Hey, he brings down Acher Rosh Chodesh. If you bring it to them before Rosh Chodesh, and even if they're going to do it during the 9 days, and you're going to pick it up after Rosh Chodesh, after the 9 days are over, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Lamed Hey, for what din afilu im techabis b'shavua shechol Tisha B'Av, and even if they're actually going to do the laundry during the Shavua Shechabo, it's not a problem. Technically, even if they do it on Tisha B'Av, it's not a problem. You didn't tell them to do it then. You gave it to them before the 9 days started. You're picking it up after the 9 days are over. And once you really wait until it's permissible to do laundry on the 10th day, so again, there shouldn't be any Maris Ayin concerns, this is halachically allowed. With this, we conclude today's shir.